with today's Land and Livestock Report. I'm Susan Allen. The Swine Health Information Center has funded a near real-time monitoring system for swine diseases around the world. Dr. Paul Sundberg leads the Swine Health Information Center and says this effort will deliver timely reporting of swine diseases.
This is really an issue of let's learn lessons from past experiences. We knew that PED was circulating in China before it came to the U.S. We want to make sure that we don't miss something else that's out there circulating in other areas of the world and leave us vulnerable. So we're working on this system by which we can monitor for new diseases or changes in disease around the world to better prepare, to better harden, and better protect the U.S. industry.
The Swine Health Information Center was created with a one-time grant from the National Pork Board. For more information, producers can contact your Pork Checkoff Service Center. And in a move that seems to bite the hand that feeds it, Wall Street Journal reports that Cargill is investing in a startup company that's developing a technology to grow meat from self-reproducing animal cells. The first time a traditional meat company has attempted to produce protein from sources other than feedlots and slaughterhouses. Sonia Roberts, head of growth ventures in Cargill's meat division, cited it as simply another way to harvest meats, but America's ranchers might feel differently towards a company as it makes a move towards cell-cultured meats. For the Land and Livestock Report, I'm Susan Allen.